At first, it was just a small number of Americans, and that number grew. If you're on social media to any degree, you no doubt saw this, or maybe you were even a part of it yourself. Supporters of Donald Trump began turning away from him. Most common cause for their newly found rejection of Trump has been they're saying, I didn't vote for this, meaning that they didn't agree with Trump's actions or his decisions. Then it was the voices on very, very public platforms who joined the chorus saying, I didn't vote for this. Most prominent names, of course, Joe Rogan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but there are more. These are all people who voted for and supported Donald Trump based on what he said he would do. They never asked for details about how he was going to do it, just what he was going to do. That's called blind faith. So what's changed within these people? I think the answer is found in the song that we probably know very well, Amazing Grace. I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but the lyrics say this. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing Grace was written by John Newton back in 1772 and first published in 1779. What's important to know about John Newton is he was a slave ship captain who rebuked his past and became a pastor. His hymn, which has become really the definition of a timeless song, is based on what we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 16 and 17, with King David praising God's grace. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree, O Lord God. Let's go back to the idea of blind faith. What is faith? Let's start with that. Here's what we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we can call that our foundation, right? Now, let's look at some of the ways people apply the Bible to their act of what they consider to be blind faith. An often quoted Bible verse by those seeking justification of their blind faith is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which declares, For we walk by faith, not by sight. But you wind up lost, unless you also read verse 8. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. This teaches us that our faith should only be placed with God and His promise. These practitioners of what they consider to be blind faith sit and wait for the wants to be answered. Now, how does that align with what James teaches us in James chapter 2, verse 14? What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Right, it doesn't. In the 20th chapter of the book of John, Jesus comes to his disciples after his death and resurrection. Thomas had to, he wasn't there, he had to make the post office run that day, so he wasn't there. When Thomas came back and was told what happened, he said, I don't believe it unless I see it. Which now you know where the term Doubting Thomas comes from. Jesus did indeed appear again, so Thomas could see him. Jesus then says this to Thomas. In John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. This is not just a lesson for Thomas, but for all. Place your faith where the testimony of others rests. If you're hearing a mixed message, then that's no place for any kind of faith, blind or otherwise. If you're hearing a message of love, of truth, of grace, placing your blind faith there will certainly bring you God's blessings. Are you asking what your filter should be for all this? How can I know without falling into a false faith? Well, not only should you be asking those questions, you should be studying and absorbing how John answers them in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. While it's our duty to proclaim our love of God with a full, loud voice, it's also our duty to reveal those who seek blind faith pretending to be of heaven, but in truth are of just the earth. Remember that everything of the earth is temporary, while everything of God and heaven is eternal. Let's end with this from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.